You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
You're back with the market update on SAFM with myself, Ropua Madzana, filling in for Fifi Peters this week. And two South African entrepreneurs last week won a global award for their pet care brand, Rogs. Irané Rubenheimer started the company 26 years ago, and both of them have built it into a formidable player in the fast-growing pet industry. He joins me now without his partner this evening. Irané, many thanks for your time this evening. And I wonder if the boom in the business came about the COVID-19 pandemic, people spending more time at home with their pets and obviously wanting them to feel comfortable and make them look beautiful because ultimately they were spending all their time together.
Rafiwa, hi there. Good evening and thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you. Yes, indeed, it was a surprise boom in our industry. We didn't see it coming. We would have loved to claim that insight beforehand, but we were as surprised as all other people in our industry. And at first, with lockdown happening to us, we were rattled, like I guess every other company in South Africa or around the world was. We had to send 250 people home without knowing how we would pay wages and salaries. But first, we reacted by opening up our basic manufacturing with making PPE products, masks, like many other companies in South Africa. Fortunately, we've got a lot of fabrics, a lot of sewing machines and employees that were capable of making those items. But soon thereafter, we came to the realization that pet products were flying and people were at home, not spending their money at restaurants, not planning ski trips, and suddenly spoiling their pets. And we're thankful for that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there are many reports that you'll see where this pet industry is booming and people are willing to spend thousands on their furry friends. But you've now won this award, which I assume is very important for the business. I mean, it represents South Africa and your business on a world stage. So the opportunities that it opens up for you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, it was a proud moment for us. We feel honored. We're in good company amongst some competitors and friends on the international industry that we know well. So we feel proud to be there. What made it extra special for us was the fact that this award was specifically in the pet toy category. It's always been our vision as Rogs to be the most enjoyed pet brand on planet Earth and beyond. Now, by all means, we don't claim that we are there, but that's what we aim to be at. So it was good for us to be voted by consumers as a product line that brought them joy during this time of COVID. So that made it extra special. It's a feather in our cap.
No, absolutely. I mean, something else that's very important for Rogs is the fact that you have been able to create employment and keep local manufacturing alive. Talk us through your employment pool and really how important local manufacturing has been for the growth of the business.
So, again, I think we benefited from a turn of events that we didn't entirely foresee. So, for that, we count ourselves lucky. Over the years, we've always had our own factory in Cape Town, South Africa, that produced our original items, and we expanded over the years. And then there was a chapter in the middle of our growth phase that we specifically went to outsource our manufacture. And like many other countries, we found ourselves in Southeast Asia and found ourselves amongst many factories in China. And then in late 2016, we came to the realization that that era might have come to, I would say, the benefits slowed down. Most of our competitors were buying in similar factories. Products started looking alike. The moment we leave a manufacturer, our competitor might be there the next day and see what we're up to. And we thought it would be in our interest to reinvest in our own manufacturing capabilities in South Africa, which will also allow us to supply our markets from one single warehouse. And now what's happened post the COVID incident is that we find that many markets are shifting their eyes away from Southeast Asia and the traditional sourcing areas, partly for logistics and partly just the realization that in a world that has been obsessed with globalization for so long, maybe the focus should shift back to local or alternate sourcing. So that's working in our interest during this time.
Yeah, and I mean, Rocks has been very fortunate in that you've been able to grow. You employ about 250 people. You've got a presence in about 90 countries. And of course, you offer an array of products. But one thing that you need to stay ahead of as you continue to grow is differentiating yourself from anything else on the market. How have you been able to do that?
I think like all product lines, the markets are looking for something different. And again, we see our position in South Africa as being unique, and therefore we're able to supply something very specifically different. If we were amongst all the Asian manufacturers, the products would be the same. If we were amongst all the first world brands that can't manufacture in their own countries, they all have to source from similar factories. We find that in South Africa, we can build a business that's quite vertically integrated, where we can do our own designs, and they're relevant in most markets around the world. Most first world countries can relate to what we produce here. We can develop the brand with our branding engine here that's relevant to how consumers would like to see their products presented. Then we can produce it in-house. We've got our own manufacturing ability. And then we can supply it from one single source. We can do our own quality control. We can do our own sales service around the world. So in many ways, we control the customer experience. And on top of that, we can introduce a very specific African flavor. South Africa is a very popular destination. And what we can have an authenticity here that no one else can replicate.
Mm. And very briefly, we've run out of time, but I have to ask you one piece of advice that you would give to an SME when it comes to streamlining their finances and operations.
Whew, I wish I had a magic bullet point of advice. I think we live by a motto that resilience trumps brilliance. We often don't have a single answer, but maybe one lesson we've learned over the years is to work within our means. Very often we've looked for more finance, and not being able to necessarily land the finance has been a blessing in disguise, because we've made many mistakes along the way. And if you have too much finance at your disposal, you could easily blow it without knowing what you're doing. So we try and operate within our means and grow on that basis.
Thank you very much for those insights, Irene Rubenheimer, who is the co-founder of Rogs. Saying to entrepreneurs, operate within your means. It's a short way to grow. This show was brought to you by NetBank Business Banking. See money differently. NetBank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.